Mark Nell opened his eyes. He was no longer in the French Pyrenees, hiking in search of Béranger Saunière's cache. He was inside a room of stone and wood. The man standing over him was tall and gaunt, with gray fuzz for hair and a silver beard as thick as fleece.
"Careful," the man said in English. "You're still weak."
"Where am I?"
"A place that has been for centuries one of safety."
"Does it have a name?"
"Abbaye de Fontaine."
"That's miles from where I was."
"Two of my subordinates were following and made rescue when the snow began to engulf you."
He could still feel the mountain as it shook. An entire ridge had shattered above him. Then he recalled tumbling downward. But had he heard the man standing over him right? "Men were following me?"
"I ordered it, as with your father before you sometimes."
"You knew my father?"
"His theories always interested me. I made a point to know both him and what he knew."
He tried to sit up from the bed, but his right side jarred with electric pain.
"You have broken ribs."
He lay back down. "I was brought here?" The old man nodded. He noticed the white cassock and rope sandals. "This a monastery?"
"It's the place you've been seeking."
He was unsure how to respond.
"I am master of the poor fellow soldiers of Christ and the Temple of Solomon. We are the Templars. Your father sought us for decades. You too have sought us. So I decided the time was finally right."
"For what?"
"That's for you to decide. But I am hoping you choose to join us."
"Why would I do that?"
"Your life is, I'm sorry to say, in utter chaos. You still miss your father, and he's been dead 6 years now. You're estranged from your mother. Professionally, you're a teacher, but not satisfied. You've made some attempts to vindicate your father's beliefs, but have been unable to make much progress. That's why you were in the Pyrenees, searching for the reason Abbé Saunière spent so much time there when he was alive."
"What do you know of my father and mother?"
"I know much."
"You expect me to believe that you're the master of the Templars?"
"I can see how that premise might be hard to accept. Why don't we, for now, concentrate on mending your wounds and take this slowly?"